that put Nazareth on the map, they now want to kill him. What changed? Well, this is what Jesus stated, that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. This was confirmed when Jesus was baptized. We can look back at Luke chapter 3, 21, and it says this: "And the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased.'" And his mission was to proclaim good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to heal the blind, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. This echoes of the year of Jubilee, when debts were cancelled and land restored. To say that this scripture had been fulfilled in their hearing was radical. Up to this point, the people of Nazareth nodded in agreement. But when he challenges their view of the world and their relationship with God, and God's relationship with the dreaded Gentiles, they are outraged. The Sidonians and Syrians were enemies of Israel. How could God ever favor Israel's enemies over themselves, the children of Abraham? This was unthinkable. So the question is, do we make snap decisions about people in our community, region, or neighboring countries? Do we write people off? Do we think that some people are beyond receiving the grace that has been graciously given to us? It's human nature for us to try and categorize people, put them in little boxes. We also like to think we are better off or more deserving than others. The reality is, except for God's grace, we too can find ourselves in changed circumstances. We look at recent happenings in our world. The people in Los Angeles have learned control fires do not differentiate between the rich or the poor, the mansion or the humble abode. Accident or ill health can change our circumstances instantly. Yet this passage gives all people hope. Jesus made the point that God's kingdom is open to everyone. It's open to the poor. It's open to the captive. It's open to the blind, the oppressed, and even our enemies, and those who we consider to be outsiders, different to us. We live in a hurting world, and we have been asked to be salt and light in the place where God has planted us. And as many of you will know this song, because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow, and our eternal destiny is assured. I'd like to read a few verses from Revelation 22, 1 and 2. "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Through the middle of the street of the city also, on either side of the river, the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of all the nations." One day, the nations will be healed, and the river of life will restore all things. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you are near us. Help us not to be blinded by our preconceived ideas on how things should be. Help us, Lord, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Amen. So let's